Hello and welcome back to the Baseball Aesthetic. We are officially 1 week into the 2025 season, and what an exciting and maybe surprising season it has been so far. It has been great. I hope you've been enjoying it as much as I have. So looking at a couple stats and stories that have happened since last time, Nathan Eovaldi is the first pitcher to have a complete game in the 2025 season. The Texas Rangers were in Cincinnati for a three-game series, and Nathan Eovaldi did so on that Tuesday night. He went nine innings pitched, obviously, gave up four hits, no earned runs, no walks, and eight Ks. The Athletics are the only team in baseball who have not attempted a stolen base yet so far this season, and the Cleveland Guardians are the only team in baseball as well who have not successfully completed a stolen base. So the Athletics and the Guardians are the only two teams in baseball with zero stolen bases, but the Guardians have attempted three stolen bases, have been unsuccessful in those three, so they're over three. But the Athletics are the only team who has not even attempted a stolen base. So we'll see after this weekend if those two teams finally get a stolen base on the board or if the Athletics will finally attempt a stolen base. The Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Diego Padres are the only undefeated teams in baseball. The Dodgers are 8-0 and the Padres are 7-0. The Dodgers are playing in Philadelphia this weekend for a weekend series. So that's going to be a great matchup all weekend. And we will see if that streak continues in Philadelphia. And then we'll see how far the Padres will go with their streak as well. On the other side of that, the Atlanta Braves are the only team in baseball who are winless on the season so far. They have started out 0-7 on the season. They had two West Coast road trips, but now Friday night is their home opener. So I got to bet that the Braves are going to come out this weekend and tonight ready to go. I think they're finally going to get their first victory of the season so far on Friday night. Avon Herrera from the St. Louis Cardinals is the first catcher in Cardinals history to have three home runs in a game, which is pretty crazy thinking about all the years that Yadier Molina was there. As a Reds fan, I saw a ton of Yadier Molina home runs. So pretty impressive that Avon Herrera, first Cardinals catcher to have three home runs in a game. And the Cincinnati Reds have lost three straight games, 1-0. They lost their final two games of their three-game series against the Rangers, 1-0 on Tuesday, 1-0 on Wednesday. They went up to Milwaukee on Thursday night and lost that game 1-0. So three straight 1-0 losses for the Reds. It is the first time that that's happened since 1960. The Phillies had three straight 1-0 losses in 1960, and there are only two teams to do so since 1920, are those 1960 Phillies and the 2025 Cincinnati Reds. So I can't imagine that they're going to come out and lose a fourth straight game on Friday night in Milwaukee 1-0. That would seem just a little too crazy to happen, but we will see what happens on Friday night. But it is wild to think of that the pitching staff has given up three runs over three games, and they're 0-3 in those games. They gave up four hits and one run on Tuesday, three hits and one run on Wednesday, and five hits and one run on Thursday. And they had zero run production on that to account for that. So 0-3. But again, if you get your pitching staff to give up three runs over three games, you're at least winning two of those three games. They have scored 14 runs in the past four games, but all of those have come from one game. They scored 14 runs on Wednesday, and they have not crossed the plate since then. But again, Friday night, I'm believing there's a turnaround for the Reds, and they will hopefully get a run scored on Friday against the Brewers. So looking at the season so far and the top stats for individual and team, the longest home run that we've seen so far a week into the season is from Aaron Judge from the New York Yankees at 468 feet. And the top exit velocity from a batter has been from Ryan Mountcastle from the Baltimore Orioles, who has the top exit velocity at 116.7 miles per hour. On the pitching side of that, the top pitching velo that we've seen so far 1 week into the season has been from Ben Joyce from the LA Angels at 103.2 miles per hour. So we'll see if some of those exit velocities and distances get overtaken on this weekend series. The top average so far has been the Philadelphia Phillies at a 305 average. The top hits have come from the Chicago Cubs. They are leading the league at 84 total hits. Obviously, they have a couple extra games once they started their weekend or their season a little earlier over in Japan, but they have the most number of hits at 84. But looking at the teams that have only played 7 games so far, the Baltimore Orioles, the San Diego Padres, and the Toronto Blue Jays are all tied for the most hits at 65 total team hits. Kyle Tucker from the Chicago Cubs does lead individually with a 12 total hit count on the season. The team with the most number of doubles, back to the Chicago Cubs, they have 20 total doubles on the season. Again, they have played 9 games so far. But looking at teams that have played 7 games so far, the Arizona Diamondbacks, no surprise, they did this last year. They can hit. They're offensively a strong team. They have 19 total doubles 7 games into the season so far. And Kyle Tucker, once again, is leading the way in a category with doubles at 5 total doubles on the season. The team that has the most number of triples at 3 are the Detroit Tigers. The team with the most number of home runs so far and only played 6 games is the New York Yankees, who have a baseball high of 22 home runs on the season so far. And Aaron Judge from the Yankees and Eugenio Suarez from the Arizona Diamondbacks both are the top home run hitters so far with 5 home runs apiece. The Chicago Cubs lead the way in RBIs with 60, and individually, Aaron Judge leads all of the players across baseball with a 15 RBI count. The Chicago Cubs also have walked the most number of times at 43 total walks. And O'Neill Cruz from the Pittsburgh Pirates is the individual leader in stolen bases so far with 6. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, as a team, have stolen the most bases across baseball at 19 total stolen bases and ahead by a pretty significant margin. So it started on opening day with their 6 stolen bases. It does seem like the Pittsburgh Pirates, that's sort of their identity and their philosophy that they're going for this year, is trying to get as many stolen bases as they can. But so far, they're leading baseball across it with 19. So we will see what happens after this weekend series. We'll see what new stats come across, what, you know, individual accomplishments teams or players are doing. So far, a week into the season, we've had a lot of these kind of first in baseball history. And I know it always sort of kind of goes that way, but for a week into the season so far, there's been a surprising number of first in baseball, both individually and team oriented. So looking forward to another great weekend of baseball, and we'll see kind of what new stats come into play, and we'll talk about those on Monday. So enjoy the weekend, watch as many baseball games as you can, and best of luck to your team, unless they're playing the team I support. But either way, have a great weekend, and we'll catch you next time.